The Mahoney Lake Hydroelectric Project first was identified for development in the 1990s and would provide up to 9.6 megawatts of power. The Lake Tap Project is a joint venture between Alaska Power and Telephone, the City of Saxman, and Cape Fox Corporation, and has had a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission license for a long time. But the partners haven't yet been able to move forward. Project spokesman Jason Custer says the 10-year license extension should give them enough time to start the project.
It's unfortunate that it has been delayed as long as it has been, but the developers have been ready, willing, and able to invest in completing it. You know, as soon as the incumbent utilities in the area would provide their approval.
That blessing, so to speak, is needed because the Mahoney project can't move forward without a power sales agreement that would ensure the ability to pay back investors. Southeast Alaska Power Agency is one of the potential customers for Mahoney Power, and SEPA is exploring future development opportunities in southern Southeast. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson says the Mahoney project has been proposed for SEPA consideration. It's already got a license, a road, and a plan, which makes Mahoney much further along than any other potential hydropower source. But Acteson says now isn't the time.
Currently, it's just the issue with Mahoney is the economics aren't quite right. I mean, the demand isn't there.
Acteson says if Mahoney was built right now, it wouldn't have any customers and would just be adding to the spill, which is literally water over the dam. It's also wasted potential energy.
SEPA in the last year has spilled over 55,000 megawatt hours, and the entire Mahoney project is, I think they estimated about 46,000 megawatt hours. So instead of spilling 55,000 megawatt hours, we would have spilled almost 100.
Acteson says Mahoney would be more economically feasible if a large industrial customer, for example, moved in and needed power. It also will become more feasible as power demand increases in the region, which has been happening over the past decade. Custer says Mahoney was put on hold many times while local utilities built other projects to increase available power, such as SEPA's intertie between Swan Lake and Tyee Lake, KPU's Whitman Lake Dam project, and now SEPA's plan to raise the Swan Lake Dam in order to increase its storage capacity. He says each of those projects was in response to ever-increasing demand, and he expects demand will continue to grow, making Mahoney economically feasible within the 10-year license extension.
The community seems to be working together to promote growth of our economy. I think everybody's in agreement regarding that. And having good hydropower options available that can provide power affordably is an essential part of ensuring that economic growth does happen.
Custer says that because Mahoney already is partially developed, it can be up and running much sooner than any other potential project, which is a good marketing tool for attracting industry to the area. He says once the partners have secured a sales agreement and the needed financing, construction could begin within a year, and if everything goes right, power could be flowing from Mahoney Lake after two construction seasons. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.